WTOW News Time is 8:05. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A neighbor used his handgun to stop a man accused of strangling a woman after she told him she was ending their relationship. This was Monday night east of Bryan on Shady Creek Drive, where Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the victim was able to free herself from 24-year-old Logan McMahon and run next door.
McMahon showed up there, too, and was demanding to see her and just made quite a scene, apparently, and ultimately broke through the back door of their house. The neighbor was armed at the time, but showed a great deal of restraint, and actually they got into an altercation and fight, and he got the best of McMahon and was able to hold him there until our deputies actually arrived on the scene.
McMahon was arrested for aggravated assault, burglary, and shattering the rear door of the victim's house and a window of the vehicle driven by the victim. An off-duty College Station policeman shopping at the local Kohl's store Monday night spotted a man wanted for a residential burglary that took place 3 months ago. That led to on-duty officers from College Station and Bryan showing up. College Station Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says additional charges were made against the Bryan man following an inspection of his pickup parked outside the store that revealed butane bottles, mothballs, and other items used to make methamphetamine.
A Bryan Police Department canine unit was called to the scene and alerted on the vehicle for the possibility of presence of narcotics in that vehicle, different types of illegal substances believed to be methamphetamine, as well as illegally possessed prescription medication were recovered from the vehicle.
Flieger says 32-year-old Peter Sturck had been arrested earlier this month by another department for possessing materials to make a chlorine bomb, and the new charges also include shoplifting $154 of clothing and cologne from Kohl's. The local Better Business Bureau office has issued a buyer beware for those who've received a pitch from an out-of-state company claiming they can generate savings on your energy or utility bills.
These folks are from Minnesota. The company has an F rating at the BBB in Minnesota, and so people in our area probably are not aware of this.
The BBB's Bill McGuire welcomes calls from residents who want to investigate the company. Also, McGuire suggests contacting local utilities, including BTU, to learn how to save on electric bills. Believe it or not, even though the batteries in your smoke detectors are fresh, they may not perform when it counts. Texas A&M professor B. Don Russell has been sounding the alarm about smoke detectors for years and says 90% of the devices in homes today are ionization smoke detectors, which won't work fast enough to save lives during a fire. He suggests smoke detectors with
photoelectric technology. It is affordable. It needs to be in every home because it will protect you from many of the fires that kill people, particularly when they're sleeping at night. Now, there's nothing wrong with also having some ionization smoke detectors in your home. If you've got those already, don't take them out. Add photoelectric smoke detectors to what you already have.
Russell suggests manufacturers stop making ionization smoke detectors altogether, but doesn't think it'll happen anytime soon. A Waco robbery and assault case has turned into a homicide investigation after police say one suspect was later slain. A police spokesman says nobody has been arrested in yesterday's robbery and deadly attack. A 19-year-old man says a woman he knows pushed the apartment door open and entered with three men. The resident was beaten, bound, and robbed. The suspects fled, including 28-year-old Terry Lynn Byram and one man taking the victim's truck. The victim, who suffered minor injuries, freed himself and ran to a neighbor for help. Police later answered a call about gunshots and found the stolen truck on a Waco road. Byram's body was nearby. She had been shot and stabbed. The Houston hand surgeon whose life has spiraled out of control is now fighting for his life.
The Brown Hand Center will care for you just as I care for my own family.
Daddy's baby girl.
You may remember Michael Brown from his old commercial. Sources in Houston report the 56-year-old former doctor had a heart attack last Thursday and is incapacitated. This reportedly happened in Miami, where he's been living in recent months. He was supposed to report to Miami authorities last Friday to begin serving a 30-day sentence for assaulting flight attendants aboard a British Airways flight in January. On top of that, Brown has been mired in bankruptcy courts in Miami and Houston. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
And Governor Perry says Audie Murphy lives on in the hearts and memories of a generation of Americans. Perry went to Farmersville, east of Dallas, yesterday to present the state's highest military decoration to the World War II hero, posthumously. Murphy was born in Hunt County and earned 28 medals before he was 21. His portrait hangs in the Texas House Chamber. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. During football season, let Merry Maids help you get ready for your weekend guests. Merry Maids is America's number one residential cleaning service and has been voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. They're committed to cleaning your house like it was their own. A thorough, customized cleaning from a team you can trust, guaranteed. Your entire house will be spotless, and then you can relax and enjoy the game yourself. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111. That's 595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
Don't miss the Royalty Pecan Harvest Festival on November 2nd. Celebrate local culture with Jeff Carroll of Legendary Texas. Enjoy wine tasting, meet local artists, attend a Q&A with the orchard manager, and be sure to stop by Chef Tay's Mobile Bistro for some gourmet food. Plus, orchard tours all day, activities for kiddos, prizes, and other family fun. Admission is free all day starting at 9 a.m. So head to the Harvest Festival on November 2nd at Royalty Pecan Farms on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River. Get details at royaltypecans.com.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
The MSC Wiley Lecture Series presents Boots Off the Ground, a 21st Century American Military. Join us as we welcome Ryan Crocker, former ambassador to Afghanistan and Iraq, David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times and foreign policy specialist, and retired General Stanley McChrystal, former commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Make plans to attend Boots Off the Ground, a 21st Century American Military, on November 8th at 7:30 at Rudder Auditorium. Tickets at the MSC box office or online at boxoffice.tamu.edu.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8 to 12, now 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, and the weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When someone new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Why not get your business there first? Be an early bird. BrazosBounty.com.
Storm to our north continues to pull moisture up across the state. Scattered showers and the chance for thunderstorm today with a high around 80. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight, lows near 70. Showers and thunderstorms, they'll start to wind down tomorrow, temperatures approaching 80 degrees. It'll clear off tomorrow night, turn cooler and drier with lows near 55. Friday should be partly sunny, highs on Friday between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Right now we're parked at 70 with light rain falling all over the Brazos Valley. 94% humidity, winds out of the southeast at 7 miles per hour. So yesterday we were talking about a guy who got his life saved by his cell phone. Cat brought this up yesterday.
Right.
Okay, unidentified clerk standing behind the register when a man walked in, pointed the gun, said open the safe. He couldn't open the safe. The guy shot him. The only reason I'm revisiting this story again is because last night I'm watching, I think it was the Dallas Stars hockey game, and there's a commercial for this incredible new phone made of Kevlar.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. The back of the case, I mean, the entire thing, it kind of made me laugh as I was thinking about it, because the way the thing was written, it was more about how the phone was made than what it would actually do. Which initially kind of got me thinking, because it's weird, you know, they like, especially with the iPhones, it'll do this, it'll do that, it'll make your car fly, whatever. But this was all about how the thing is built, and it was built with Kevlar. And after that story, I was kind of thinking, you know, initially I would think this was kind of dumb. But now I'm kind of thinking I might, you know, a Kevlar phone might not necessarily be the worst idea.
As long as you can download Candy Crush on it, you'll be.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, what are you going to do, keep it over your heart? Or, you know, what are the chances that someone trying to shoot you is actually going to shoot your phone and not you?
Oh, who knows?
Did the peeps at Candy 95 ever show you all that video? And there's a video they put on the internet, and I'm not quite sure
did
what exactly.
Did you just say peeps?
Yes, he's using some of the young person lingo we like to throw around.
You newfangled
the individuals.
Kids.
I forgot who we're talking to. The individuals over at Candy 95, they showed me this video, and there's this stuff that they use. And basically, it's like oil-based, I think. So it reflects water off of it. And it showed them putting this stuff on a phone and dropping it in some water.
Oh, yeah. We actually bought some of it up
there. Yeah, and we were going to do something wet. But you're just bringing that up, Kevlar. What if it had Kevlar and that stuff on it? It'd pretty much be invincible, right?
One would think.
You drop it in the water, and then, you know, you shoot it, and it's fine.
One would think. All right, everybody ready for Jethro Trivia?
Yeah.
Good, because our guest is here. Mayor Nancy Berry from the city of College Station. How are you this morning?
I'm terrific.
Good. Got some questions for you, but first we have to play Jethro Trivia. I know you're riveted with anticipation.
Absolutely.
Fun, informative little old news quiz. Please, no wagering. A house with a brown door is more likely to A, have boring people that live inside, B, have a dog, C, give out Hershey's candy bars, or D, be vacant. Again, houses with brown doors are more likely to A, have boring people inside, B, have a dog, C, give out Hershey bars, or D, be vacant. Kat, let's start with you.
Oh my gosh. Why don't we just go with C just for fun because it's Halloween?
Okay. You think they give out more Hershey bars? Zach?
B was boring, right?
A was boring. B's dog.
I think A, because I haven't really met any lively people with brown doors.
Brown doors. Okay.
Obviously, you've never been to my house, Zach.
Oh, well, now I have to change.
I'm going
to
say B, dogs, because I have a brown door and I have dogs.
See, but I have a brown door and I've got cats.
Okay, well.
According to a 2008 survey, people with brown doors are 32% more likely to hand out Hershey's milk chocolate candy bars for Halloween.
Yes. Really?
Oh.
So there you go.
And I didn't mean to be hating on people with brown doors. I mean, I don't know that many,
okay.
Just the few that I do know.
You want to tweet Kat, you can tweet Kat anytime you want.
Mayor Berry, do you feel this subconscious desire to give out chocolate, or do you want to go against the system and just give out all sugary stuff?
I give out chocolate stuff.
I bought chocolate, too.
I bought a big bag of, like Tootsie Pops and Dots and big Tootsie Rolls. And
ooh, I'm coming to your house.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And Tootsie Pops and stuff. But we rarely get any trick-or-treaters because most of the kids in my neighborhood have grown up.
Mm. Yeah, but you don't want to have nothing on hand, so then
absolutely.
You're the loser house if they
exactly.
do show up.
I've often been curious, though, if you have a stranger come up, do they all of a sudden, hey, you're that mayor lady?
No.
You never had that happen?
No. What we do get is some people who, bring in a van, 12 kids or something, and they come to the door, and they're dressed like they're going to school or playing, and I say, no costume.
No candy?
No candy.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's trick or treat. They have to treat me.
There has to be some effort involved.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care if they're just wearing a mask, but.
What if are they dressed up as politicians and that's why they're normal clothes? Nice clothing? Do they ever ask for your autograph?
Then they would be a wolf in sheep's clothing, but we'll move on from that. Mayor Berry, all right, let's jump headlong into city council from yesterday. You guys kind of, dust up isn't even the right word, but you guys kind of had some fun with Jess Fields during his last council meeting.
Yes. Well, it's not his last council meeting. We're having a special workshop tonight.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I did. Well, it was about the Brazos Boot, which is the crosstown showdown that was started 11 years ago between Mayor J. Don Watson of Bryan and City College Station Mayor Ron Sylvia. And it goes to the mayor boasting the high school that wins the annual crosstown showdown between A&M Consolidated and Bryan. And during the 11 years of the trophy, Consol has won it 10 times, including the last 9. So I mentioned that when Bryan had won the last time, our city councilman was 15.
Well, Jess Fields started at 22 years old.
That's correct.
And at the ripe old age of 25, he's coming off the council. So what's that going to do, A, for the council, and how is that going to change things for you guys?
Well, I don't know that it's going to change things. I always ask the council to read the material. If you have questions, ask staff beforehand, but feel free to listen to the discussion, listen to the public hearing, listen to the staff reports, ask questions of people who presented at the public hearing or staff, listen to this discussion between the council members, keep your mind open, and vote your conscience. Because I think everybody on the council votes in the way they think is in the best interest of the city.
Well,
and he has done that.
Well, frequently, Jess went 6-1 against the council, speaking of votes.
Many times he did. But he kept the council and the staff on their toes, because it wasn't his vote, it was his narrative.
Okay. That,
you know, because he tends to go long over his allotted 3 minutes, and sometimes he's making a political statement and there's no question in there. But he's done a good job for the council.
So with the changes coming to the council, what does that do with the staff? Does that change at all, or are there changes that will happen with the council? With the council staff, I mean?
Well, I don't expect any, you know, changes in the department heads. And, of course, we're getting a new city manager on Monday. So I suspect he'll change, you know, he may change.
Just kind of put his fingerprints on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we're looking forward to having him.
And out of curiosity, you and I, because I don't know a lot of Jewish people, I've asked you several strange questions off the air just out of curiosity. Were you involved at all with the Nazareth A&M at all? Did they talk to you about that, or one way or the other?
No, I learned about it the way I think everybody else did, and that was when the announcement was made during a ceremony among Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres and Israeli Education Minister Shea Piron and Chancellor Sharp and Governor Perry. Mm-hmm. And so I learned about it like everybody else.
This is kind of a curious, you know, thing. I think that all kind of surprised everybody.
Yeah. It certainly surprised me, but it's a bold move, and
I think so.
And you know, hopefully, it'll be successful.
You have anything else? Anything going on in the city you'd like to ramble around about?
No, we've got a special workshop this afternoon to talk about the MMDs, the municipal management districts, and well, it is really raining.
Yes, ma'am, it is pouring down rain.
And, you know, and then we'll wait till Monday to have our new city manager on board.
I know there was a lot of talk just briefly about the pedicabs, and that turned into something kind of fun with Jess yet again.
Yeah, it was.
It's that whole thing just, it amazes me what blossoms out of city council. Something that you think is going to be relatively mundane stretches out. How often does that happen with you? When you're sitting in, you look at the agenda and you're like, I will knock that out in 2 minutes.
Oftentimes I think, okay, well, when we our agenda is made up of, first we do the pledge and a prayer, and then we listen to hear visitors. That's anybody who wants to say anything to the council that's not on the agenda. And then we go to the consent agenda. And these are basic routine housekeeping items where they need to reduce a contract because it came in under budget, or, you know, unforeseen, they hit a utility line and it, you
went a little over budget.
Yeah, and so those are the kinds of things or contracts that the city has negotiated with different vendors. And I look at those and I say, okay, well, I think, you know, Mr. Fields is going to pull this one, and this one, and those might take a little bit longer. And I'm pretty close to accurate on those.
Okay. Well, ma'am, I appreciate you coming. It's always truly a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Mayor Barry in with the community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
A wing and a prayer answered. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. A stock we will watch today, Buffalo Wild Wings. Yesterday, the restaurant chain reported record sales in its latest quarter. Profits soared, too, because chicken wing prices dropped. Shares of Buffalo Wild Wings closed at a new record high, $129.51 apiece. European markets are mostly higher so far. The Asian markets also higher across the board. The Nikkei closing up 1.5%. NASDAQ futures up 14. S&P 500 futures have added 5. Electronic Arts, fresh off cutting ties with Tiger Woods, raised its profit expectations for the year. The games maker expects a boost in sales once the new Xbox and PlayStation systems are launched next month. Meantime, Nintendo reported a loss in its latest report because of weak sales of its Wii U console. On today's economic calendar, snapshots of employment and home loan activity this morning, along with the Fed announcement after lunchtime. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Let's get it started.
I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new services center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet. Let's get it
started. Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Details in-store or at officemax.com/services.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's demo blowout sale with up to $12,000 off on select models currently in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, a select few up to $12,000 off, and all must be sold this month at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. It's the Caldwell Country Chevrolet demo blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, these deals won't last long. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, endorsed by RC Slocum.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hello, I'm Mike Sutherland running for the mayor of Bryan. My challenge, if you elect me mayor, is to identify areas where I know we can improve our city. Most of the areas you have already brought to the attention of our current administration. As your mayor, I will always work to improve the quality of our lives in this great city. My opponent considers this as a negative act, when in fact it's what's needed to go from a good city to a great city. Vote Mike Sutherland for mayor. Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland campaign.
WTOW News Time is 8:29. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. College Station and Bryan police were in the parking lot of the Kohl's store Monday night to check out a pickup belonging to a man arrested earlier this month of having materials to make chlorine bombs. College Station Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says that information was known to the officers who arrested a Bryan man wanted for a residential burglary this past July.
And at that time, there was nothing that was recovered that would indicate that he had currently been involved in making any type of explosives.
But the search of the pickup using a Bryan drug dog resulted in finding narcotics, methamphetamine, and ingredients to make meth, including butane bottles, batteries, and mothballs. 32-year-old Peter Sturck of Bryan was arrested for the burglary, along with drug charges and for shoplifting from Kohl's, where he's accused of taking cologne and clothing valued at $154. Flieger says Sturck was seen inside Kohl's by an off-duty officer who was shopping. A Bryan man's reaction to hearing his girlfriend say she was ending their relationship landed him in jail. 24-year-old Logan McMahon is accused of jumping on the woman's vehicle as she was trying to leave, shattering a window to gain entry, and grabbing her neck. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the woman was able to get away.
She ran over to the neighbor's house and knocked on their back door to seek some help, and the neighbors let her in, and she was obviously distressed, and they were willing to help out.
Kirk says McMahon followed the woman into the neighbor's house and threatened to kill her. The homeowner pointed a handgun at McMahon, and following a brief fight, the suspect was subdued and held until deputies arrived to make the arrest.
Thankfully, there wasn't any injuries with them as they come to the rescue, and then, of course, the girlfriend had some bruises.
McMahon was treated for cuts after shattering the back door to gain entry. With the cold weather season upon us, Texas A&M professor B. Don Russell has a warning that many homes need better smoke detectors. Russell says 90% of homes only use ionization smoke detectors, which alert homeowners of fire sources such as toasters or air from hot ovens, but give people a false sense of security.
You can actually send off an enormous amount of smoke, lots of toxic gases from, say, burning plastics or burning furniture material, creating a very dangerous condition, and an ionization smoke detector will not detect that in a timely fashion.
Russell says, on the contrary, photoelectric smoke detectors can give you 20 to 40 minutes advance warning and are also affordable. He says you don't need to remove ionization detectors, just add photoelectric detectors to what you already have. A Minnesota company with an F rating from the Better Business Bureau in that state is hitting the Twin Cities. Local BBB President Bill McGuire says they're offering free meals as part of a pitch that they can save you money on your utility or energy bills.
If they happen to say that they are an accredited business with the BBB, please don't take that as being the truth. Please check it out with us here. We actually know who is BBB and who's not.
McGuire says to learn how to save on electric bills, contact your local power provider. University of Texas System Regent Wallace Hall has told lawmakers he's willing to answer questions at his next impeachment hearing, but he wants to be subpoenaed to testify under oath. Some lawmakers have accused Hall of misusing his position to try to force out Austin campus president Bill Powers. Hall's attorney says his client wants to tell his side of the story at a hearing next month. Authorities feared a man suspected of killing five people during a series of attacks in Terrell, east of Dallas, might have harmed more individuals if he hadn't been arrested after being spotted by an off-duty officer. Terrell's police chief has declined to speculate on a motive for the slayings. Charles Everett Brownlow Jr. has been charged with one count of capital murder and one count of evading arrest. More charges are expected to be filed. Police say the attacks took place over a 5.5-hour period on Monday. The victims include Brownlow's mother, an aunt, a couple he knew, and a convenience store worker. And pieces of the historic Houston Astrodome will go on the auction block this weekend.
Reliance Center, next to the aging Houston Astrodome, will be the site of an auction on Saturday for anyone wanting a piece of memorabilia from the stadium once known as the Eighth Wonder of the World. You can get a square foot of turf for $20. Bids on a pair of seats start at $200. A turnstile will cost more. The Houston Chronicle says higher-priced items include dugout benches, on-deck circles, and maybe sand from the mound once patrolled by pitchers like Nolan Ryan. Proceeds are going toward the Astrodome renovation project. Voters in Harris County will be asked to approve a referendum for $217 million to turn the Astrodome into a convention and exhibition center. Scott West, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Prince Irrigation. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Why torture yourself dragging hoses again next summer when you could get a professionally installed, water-efficient, automatic irrigation system for your lawn and landscape? Hi, I'm David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been serving the Brazos Valley for over 40 years with the highest quality irrigation systems in the state of Texas. We'd love to add you to our list of over 10,000 satisfied customers. Call Prince Irrigation now during the off-season and save up to 10% on your new irrigation system. Call 774-4726 or visit us anytime at PrinceIrrigation.com.
With 22 years of military service and countless hours of community service, you can be sure that Mike Sutherland will work to ensure responsible economic growth for the city of Bryan. Mike Sutherland will represent all Bryan citizens and will support the city staff while finding solutions to the problems and concerns facing the city of Bryan.
I'm Doug Pearson. A vote for Mike Sutherland is a vote for proven, effective leadership and experience.
Vote Mike Sutherland for mayor of Bryan. Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland campaign. Tana Sutherland, treasurer.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or crack glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
This November, Messina Hoff presents Wine Dining Luxury. November 9th at Messina Hoff, enjoy new vintages, live music, an art exhibit unveiling, and a five-course gourmet meal. Call 778-WINE to make reservations. 778-WINE.
Men, did you know that low levels of testosterone can cause heart disease, diabetes, low sex drive? To avoid these dangerous conditions, schedule a free testosterone consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the experts.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drilled bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net, and here are your numbers.
Some beneficial rain will fall today in the form of scattered showers and thunderstorms as a storm to our north draws moisture up out of Mexico and right across the whole state. Temperatures today around 80. Showers and thunderstorms will continue to move by tonight near 70. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, they'll end, highs near 80, clearing tomorrow night with a low of 55. Looks pleasant on Friday with partial sunshine and highs of 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Varying showers through the Brazos Valley, and by varying, I mean we're seeing some very heavy rain followed by just almost nothing. We've got light rain now and 70 at the Crystal Park Plaza, 94% humidity, southeast winds at 7. And due to our chatty nature and the very riveting Jethro Tribute this morning with the mayor from College Station, we're running a bit behind schedule, so here's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M got the win over Vanderbilt last Saturday, 56-24. Coach Kevin Sumlin liked the win, did not appreciate the fumbles.
I dislike the turnovers a great deal. I can't tell you how, you know, we had four penalties in the first half, and I think we had one in the second half. And five turnovers, you know, five turnovers usually comes back to bite you and really help, you know, help keep them in the game early. You know, didn't get the onside kick, just a bunch of things that we don't do, put the ball on the ground for the running back position a couple, three times. So, you know, we got to clean those types of things up. What I did like was us.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M got the win over Vanderbilt last Saturday, 56-24. Coach Kevin Sumlin liked the win, did not appreciate the fumbles.
I dislike the turnovers a great deal. I can't tell you how, you know, we had four penalties in the first half, and I think we had one in the second half, and five turnovers. You know, five turnovers usually comes back to bite you and really help, you know, help keep them in the game early. You know, didn't get the onside kick, didn't, you know, just a bunch of things that we don't do, put the ball on the ground for the running back position a couple, three times. So, you know, we got to clean those types of things up. What I did like was us starting fast again.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. Texas A&M and UTEP at Kyle Field Saturday night. 8 o'clock is kick time on that one. You'll hear the broadcast on this radio station starting at 7. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F. 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade. Only $12,900. $195. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. Visit normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
If you have dental benefits and haven't scheduled a cleaning recently, the end of 2013 is near. Unfortunately, your dental benefits don't roll over into the next year like your cell phone minutes. Arendt's Family Dentistry is currently scheduling pre-holiday cleanings and checkups. Don't procrastinate. Get your best and brightest smile for the holidays by scheduling your cleaning and checkup with Arendt's Family Dentistry today. Locally owned and operated since 1984. Visit arentsdds.com.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, it's 842 today's high, topping out at 80 with an 80% chance of rain on and off through the course of today and tonight. We'll see an overnight low of 72. 70 with light rain now, and you ready for yes or BS?
Sure.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Quick fact, so far we've gotten about 0.2 inches of rain over at Easterwood, just in case anyone was wondering.
See, I wouldn't even know if it was raining unless you guys told me. I don't even have a window.
They keep you in a closet.
No, I don't have a window either. That's why I have the
internet. That's right. Oh. Wow, okay. A little sarcasm there. Get a little catty cat.
All right. Hey. Yes or BS? We only carve pumpkins because turnips used to be rare in the U.S.
BS.
BS.
It's yes.
I thought it was because pumpkins are bigger.
Jack-o'-lantern.
They look nicer.
It comes from an old folk tale about a farmer named Jack who played tricks on the devil. So the devil made him wander around purgatory with a lump of burning coal. And Jack put the coal inside a turnip to make a lantern.
Oh.
It came over from Ireland in the 1800s. I know that one for sure.
Oh, Irish people.
See, I think we should go back to carving turnips because pumpkins are actually good to eat and turnips are nasty.
Turnips aren't bad.
I don't know. Maybe I don't cook them correctly.
Halloween happens to be the most common of days of the year for a full moon. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll go with yes. It's the end of the month.
Nope.
Oh.
Last one was in 2001. The last one before that was in 1955.
Wow. Really?
The next one will be in 2020.
What day is the commonest day to have a full moon?
Candy corn was originally called chicken feet. I don't know.
Okay.
Monday.
Candy corn was originally called chicken feed. Yes or BS?
Yes.
BS.
Yes.
Really?
First sold in the 1880s when it was common knowledge that corn was the main thing farmers fed chickens.
Oh, chicken feed. I thought you said chicken feet.
No, feed.
Like chicken feet. You want chicken feet?
There was even a rooster on the box for candy corn.
If only you had pronounced it correctly, I probably would have gotten it.
I did pronounce it correctly.
But yes, if he had said chicken feet, then I agree with you, Kat. I was like, what?
That doesn't look like a foot.
How did Zach get it and you didn't?
He is better at guessing when people mispronounce words.
I just understand you, Kevin.
The day before Halloween is the biggest day of the year for candy sales. Yes or BS?
Yes.
No.
You're absolutely right, Kat. A lot of people are buying candy today. The biggest day, however, is traditionally October the 28th.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, I always wait till the last minute, so I just assumed.
See, I was thinking of Valentine's Day.
And our big Jethro trivia question, houses with brown doors are more likely to hand out Hershey's candy bars. We learned that that was yes. 2008 survey, people with brown doors, 32% more likely to hand out Hershey's milk chocolate candy balls. Also, 26% more likely to get a Reese's peanut butter cup from a two-story house.
That's really interesting.
Houses with black shutters are 77% more likely to give out Kit Kats.
I wonder if they did one for like the houses, the colored doors or whatever that give the worst candy. Well, that's really what I want to know.
People that don't even give candy, they're like, here, have some dental floss.
Well, we did it yesterday. The best zip codes, one of them is in Houston over by Rice Village.
Oh.
As one of the best zip codes to find the best candy.
Mm. We just going to carpool down to Houston?
Sure.
For Halloween
I
trick-or-treated
night? In Houston as a child. I ain't scared. We can do it. I'll show you the ropes.
It's 8:46.
Do you suffer from spine, joint, or nerve pain? Dr. Ramon Fino is a board-certified rehabilitation physician with over 15 years' experience using the most effective non-surgical treatments to identify the source of your pain and restore your lost mobility. For more information on Dr. Fino's proven techniques, log on to myspinerehabdoctor.com or call 693-8263 today. Dr. Ramon Fino, the gold standard of caring for spine, joint, and nerve pain.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we take pride in the way we do things. Our clients come to us not just for insurance, but for our knowledge, advice, and understanding. They realize the importance of relationships with people they can trust, and so do we. Give us a call at 694-1555 or look us up on the web at wegibson.com. Better yet, stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire. We will do our very best to show you how we make insurance better.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming Christmas issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn ways to have the kids help make those seasonal treats. Discover the latest in holiday wear for children. And Brazos Family's Christmas issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the holiday edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Today we're looking at an 80% chance of thunderstorms and a high of 80. Tonight we'll fall off to 72. We'll keep that 80% chance of thunderstorms, though. Tomorrow, 70% chance of yet even more rain and 79. We'll kind of dry out a little bit on Friday. Sea highs 75 to 80. And then for Saturday and kickoff, they're saying 74 during the day. And, of course, as it starts to get dark, it'll cool off. It'll be a nice night for football in Aggie land as the Aggs kick off at 8:10 for that football game against the Miners of the University of Texas at El Paso. It is 8:49 now, and top things that women fear most.
Ooh, this should be a good one.
Yeah, don't call me out on the radio, man.
Kevin O'Connor.
These are all things that I really and truly believe would work both for men and women, because nowhere in there does it say anything about childbirth. So I'm guessing guys are going to be equally feared of anything else. Now, there are 20 fears that are listed in total from the Daily Mail, but I give you the top 9 because we don't do 10. Getting into a horrible accident is number 9.
Okay, yeah. I'm scared of that, too. I don't want to get in an accident.
Okay. Spiders, Kat?
No.
Not afraid of spiders?
I've always liked spiders.
You like spiders?
Yeah, they eat mosquitoes. I've always liked spiders.
I don't have a problem with spiders. I have a problem with spider webs. Walking into a spider web makes everyone look like an idiot.
Yeah. No, I didn't say I wanted a spider, like, drop down on my neck, but I'm not going to go out of my way to kill a little spider.
How about heights?
Heights are okay. Heights, I get a tingly feeling in my feet if it's really, really tall, but, I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
See, these are all almost all, you know...
generic.
Yeah, as both males and females would be afraid of. Snakes is number 6.
Yep.
Snakes are creepy, but...
not a fan.
See, I don't have a problem with snakes
I've eaten a snake before.
Oh, they taste so good.
They do. But
rattlesnake is yummy.
Kind of like catfish.
But you like, Kevin, like... boa constrictors, if somebody's got a boa, you put it around your neck.
Yeah, I'll play
with
somebody's pet snake. What I don't like is going down to the creek and you look down and there's a snake staring up at you like, I'm going to bite you.
Nobody likes that.
That's just creepy.
Doesn't really bother me a whole lot. And yes, boa constrictors, there's a Brazos Valley Reptile Rescue, and they have a snake named Maytag.
Nope.
Because it was found inside the rim of a Maytag dryer and got burned when it went to a drying cycle.
Aww.
So he's got a little scar on his side. Well, I did a lot of things with them because I volunteered and was a committee member and chair and stuff like that for the Brazos Valley Children's Museum. So they used to bring the snakes out because kids love snakes. And this little snake named Maytag would literally cuddle with me. I would hold the snake and it would cuddle up into the crook of my arm and just kind of hang out.
AKA he's That's sizing sweet. You up to eat you.
No, he's not. let me see. Number 5 is fire. Are you afraid of fire?
No, I build good fires.
So do I. Again, these are top fears for women. Number 4 is dying. Everybody's kind of afraid of that.
I'm not really that afraid of
it. I would think dying alone would be...
Yeah, that's more scary than just dying.
3, I know you're not afraid of. Public speaking.
Well, I am a little bit, let's be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a shy person.
You've overcome your fear tremendously.
It's acting.
Acting! She's a thespian.
Minexor.
Let me see. Number 2 is being buried alive. Who thinks about that, though?
I don't. You need to stop it. Have you ever seen that video?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the one that you sent. That was Bob Newhart, which is very funny. And the number 1 thing that most women are afraid of, losing a family member.
I've done that.
See, yeah, but I agree with you, Kevin. All of those things are...
yeah, gender neutral, I would say.
Yeah,
absolutely. Dude. Well, it's public humiliation, losing important photos, teeth falling out. Somebody seeing you naked, aging, being poor, the dentist going bald. I'm just kind of prattling around some of these on the list.
I'm glad you say that they are generic, because obviously if it's not, the only conclusion we can come to is that I'm not a woman.
What? You're the exception, Kat.
And I'm not afraid of those things.
That's like the old-fashioned truisms, you know, love, God is love, love is blind, therefore Ray Charles must be God.
May he rest in peace.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:53. Coming up today in history, we'll get your weather forecast from the big guys and wrap things up here with the Infomaniacs. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia right here on the Tall. You're not a woman.
Hi, I'm Jason Byinski, Mayor of Bryan. Like Ronald Reagan, I'd like you to ask yourself, is Bryan better off than it was 3 years ago? I think the answer is yes. Our city operating budget is decreasing. Our credit rating is excellent. We've lowered our tax rate the last 2 years. Our electric rates through BTU are amongst the lowest in the state. Our city debt is decreasing, and we are using cash, not debt, to fund more city projects. From the new IMAX to the new Walmarts, from Chicks and Raceway to the new hotels, from downtown Bryan to the Highway 6 restaurant row, From new employers like Axis Pipe and Tube, National Oilwell, and the BioCorridor businesses, Woodbolt, Caliber, and GlaxoSmithKline, I think we can say that Brian is better. Please vote to reelect me. I want to keep Brian moving forward.
Reelect Mayor Jason Byinski. Don't forget that early voting begins on October 21st. Paid for by the Jason Byinski Campaign. Emmanuel Glockson, Treasurer.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Tom Light Chevrolet, The Sleep Station, and C&J Barbecue. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:55 with the Infomaniacs, and your weather forecast is brought to you by Baker Barker's Heating and Cooling, offering you a loaner program. Until your unit gets fixed, you'll stay cool or warm with no additional charge while they fix it. Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-690-2278.
We've already had some showers and thunderstorms move through. A few more are possible. Temperatures will be around 80 degrees. Scattered showers and thunderstorms may impact the area at times tonight, too. Lows near 70. Pretty good chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, though they will be coming to an end, a high of 80. Skies clear tomorrow night. It becomes cooler and drier with a low of 55. Friday looks good at this point, partly sunny with highs of 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Time for Today in Histoire with the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. 119 years ago, 1894, the devil his own self patented the time clock, Daniel M. Cooper. Ever since then, wage slaves have been punching in and out. 75 years ago today in 1938, one of the reasons I'm doing what I'm doing, Orson Welles got sued for a ton of money because of War of the Worlds.
Mm.
Millions of people actually thought New Jersey was being invaded by aliens. One Pittsburgh woman was found with a bottle of poison saying that she'd rather die than go the way of the aliens. Wells was actually sued $750,000 in a lawsuit that he ended up losing. 68 years ago in 1945, the U.S. government announced the end of shoe rationing after World War II.
I never knew shoes were rationed.
Everything was rationed. My mom used to joke when they... start of the recycling thing really started to kick up. She worked at the other big school here in the state of Texas. She's like, we started that long before you guys did because they saved everything during the war. 43 years ago in 1970, Tito Jackson and the Jackson 5 had the number one record on both pop and R&B charts with I'll Be There. What else? Jim Morrison was sentenced to 6 months of hard labor and fined $500 for indecent exposure for the concert in Miami that was made famous by the Oliver Stone movie, if you saw it back in 1970. 39 years ago, Rumble in the Jungle, Kinshasa Zaire saw Muhammad Ali and the Rope-A-Dope beat George Foreman. 37 years ago in 1976, Chicago started their second week atop the singles charts with If You Leave Me Now. I remember that song. Law and Order started on this date on NBC 23 years ago. And how many spinoffs are there now? About 6,537,000 of them. 13 years ago, Steve Allen, the creator of The Tonight Show, suffered a coronary and an auto accident and actually died in Encino, California at the age of 78. And 11 years ago, 2002, Corey Feldman got married on The Real Life. And 1 year ago, Disney purchased George Lucas production company Lucasfilms, including the rights to Star Wars and Indiana Jones.
Man, I remember what a big... not outcry is not the right word, but man, every nerd I know, including myself, was like, whoa, this is a big deal, and how can this be good, or how can this be bad? Everyone had a big, strong opinion.
Absolutely. With the mousification of, you know, everybody's freaking out because they're afraid they're going to Disney-fy what had been, for the truest, a relatively pure science fiction experience through Mr. Lucas and his films. And now Mr. Lucas is falling off his piles and piles and piles of money.
Incidentally, do you happen to know your personality type? Because there is a Star Wars personality type chart going around. If you know your Myers-Briggs, I can name off some of the characters. I'm an ENFP, so I was Qui-Gon Jinn. My mother's INFP, Luke Skywalker. If you're an ESTJ...
What's that?
That's a supervisor. That's Darth Vader. ESFJ, Jar Jar Binks. There's just a whole big long... Oh, INTJ is Emperor Palpatine.
Well, what would that be for sports dorks?
For sports dorks?
Yeah. Where would sports dorks, me and Zach, come in on
that? Well, it depends on your personality type. If you've ever taken a... It's if you're an extrovert or an introvert, if you're a...